One evening, surely I was led by her, I went home into a shepherd's boat. A skiff to a willow tree was tied within a rocky cave, its usual home. 'Twas by the shores of Patterdale, a vale wherein I was a stranger. Thither come a schoolboy traveller at the holidays. Forth rambled from the village in alone. No sooner had I sight of this small skiff, discovered thus by unexpected chance, then I loosed her tiver and embarked. The moon was up, the lake was shining clear among the hoary mountains. From the shore I pushed and struck the oars and struck again in cadence. And my little boat moved on, even like a man who walks stately step through, bent on speed. It was an act of stealth and troubled pleasure, but without the voice of mountain echoes did my boat move on, leaving her still on either side, small circles glittering idly in the moon, until they melted into one rock of sparkling light.
A rocky steep uprose above the cavern of the willow tree, and now, as suited one who'd proudly rowed with his best skill, I fixed a steady view upon the top of that same craggy ridge. The bound of the horizon, for behind was nothing but stars in the grey sky. She was an elfin pinnace. Lustily I dipped my oars into the silent lake, and, as I rose upon the stroke, my boat went heaving through the water, like a swan. When from behind that craggy steep, till then, the bound of horizon, a huge cliff, as if with voluntary power, instinct, upreared its head.
I struck and struck again, and growing still in stature, the huge cliff rose up between me and the stars, and still, with measured motion, like a living thing, strode after me. With trembling hands I turned, and through the silent water stole my way back to the cavern of the willow tree. There, in her mooring place, I left my bark, and through the meadows homeward went, with grave and serious thoughts. And after I had seen that spectacle, for many days my brain worked with a dim and undetermined sense of unknown modes of being in my thoughts. There was a darkness, call it solitude or blank desertion, no familiar shapes of hourly objects, images of trees or sea or sky, no colours of green fields, but huge and mighty forms that do not live like living men moved slowly through the mind by day and were the trouble of my dreams.